One thing I know, before I was blind, and now I see. You know, as we hear this reading from the 9th chapter of John, perhaps you noticed how different people thought they knew different things. The disciples thought they knew surely somebody had sinned, either the blind man or his parents. That's what they thought they knew. The Pharisees, they thought they knew something too. They thought they knew that Jesus had to be a sinner because he was healing on the Sabbath, and that was breaking the rules, they thought. So they thought they knew something. A lot of people thought they knew a lot. And actually, they didn't know so much, did they? Well, that's the way it is when you have a blind spot. Tonight, I thought, well, let's see if we can kind of just play with this a little bit and kind of act out the healing of the blind man. We kind of put a bit of a 21st century spin on it. So we actually have a blind man in the back of the church. I don't know if you've noticed him back there. But he definitely has a vision problem. But fortunately, Brother Bill, can you hear my voice?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you would just come on down the aisle here, just keep very, very carefully. You're doing good. You're doing great. And as you're walking, we're just going to keep in mind, though, that the blind man didn't stay blind, did he? He got healed. So Bill, I think it's okay to just be healed. Take those, get your sight back. There you go. Well, actually, get your sight. Yeah, he's going to see. Thank you. The blind man gets to see. Fantastic. And so, we know what that means. That means his problems are over, right? He was blind. That's a problem. That's very unfortunate. And to be born blind. Unfortunate. But fortunately, Jesus was walking by. Unfortunately, the disciples wanted to have a theological discussion. Fortunately, Jesus said, I've got something better in mind, that the works of God might be revealed. And he gets healed. So very good. So, Bill, come on down. But, his problems are all solved, right? So the blind man now sees, and he's coming down the aisle. However, it appears that life is not that simple, because it might be apparent to those of you who can see that Bill's got a problem. In fact, he's got more than one problem. Bill, what do you see now? You got some problems. Maybe we should let everybody see what the problems are that Bill has. Can everybody see? He's got some problems.
I got work problems. I got people problems. Growing older. I'm definitely doing that. Money problems.
Yeah. Problems. We have all kinds of problems. Well, I don't know about we, but he's got some problems. And he thought his problems are over now that he can see. But actually, it's just the beginning, isn't it? I mean, just think about the blind man who can see. We don't know how old he is, but he's been blind from birth. So what kind of occupational skills does he have? None, probably. Probably none. How's he now going to provide for himself? He's got some problems. Not only that, but the Pharisees, they were a problem for him too. And what did they do? Now, there's some debate about what it means when they says they cast him out. Does that mean they just physically got out of the synagogue or wherever they were? Or does it mean that they literally excommunicated him from the synagogue for either 30 days or longer? Well, either way, he didn't make any friends that day, at least not with the Pharisees. So he's got some people problems. Yep, he had some people problems. And he probably had some work-related problems. And he might have had some all kinds of problems. So, Bill, come on down. Your object was to get up here to the front.
I'm trying.
But these problems don't appear to be going away. So, Bill, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? So I see you trying to move around. What do we try to do when we've got problems? We try to avoid them. And Bill's trying to avoid his problems. It looks like he's trying to get around them one way or other, but it doesn't look like it's working. Any other ideas, Bill, about what you might do with these problems? Somebody said, ask God for help. Okay. Well, let's write these down, these ideas. We may want to come back to them.
Who's writing?
So, Bill, Bill, are these your problems, or whose problems are they? I mean, I'm just asking. I don't know.
Well, they're my problems for sure, because I can't get past them.
Okay.
So if other people have them also, that's fine. But
oh. Let's see if we can find somebody here you could just give these problems to. Does anybody here want to take on Bill's problems? Do we have any volunteers? Anybody want to take Bill's place up here? No takers, Bill. Nobody here is interested in taking on your problems. Sorry. We could spend some time blaming, though, somebody for your problems. Yeah, let's do that. Let's blame whoever. Who do you think here we should blame? I mean,
definitely my family.
Oh, your family.
That's part of the problem.
Just kidding. Yeah, we could spend some time. He wants a ride home. So, yeah, we could do that. We could spend a lot of time blaming others, but that doesn't get us where we want to go, does it? So are we running out of ideas here? We've talked about avoiding them. We've talked about giving them to somebody. We've talked about just spending time blaming somebody. So what else is there to do when we've got problems that we don't want to have? And no matter, I mean, like Bill could turn around and just run out of the church, couldn't he? He could do it. But what would happen if he did that?
Mike would stop him.
And maybe his problems would follow him. Yeah, like a shadow. So there might be one other option here. Now, somebody said something about
asking God for help.
So it sounds like, we just give God the problems. No, I see some people shaking their head and saying no. Help God with the problems. With the problems? Well, who's got... I mean, so what if, just a what if here, Bill, what would, instead of fighting them, instead of trying to avoid them, instead of trying to get rid of them, find some way around them, would it be okay if you just accepted them?
Embraced them.
Embraced them. Oh, I love that word. Well, sure. They're yours to embrace.
All right. They're much lighter than I thought.
They're much lighter than you thought. Yeah. Well, now let's just notice something.
Turn it around.
If Bill has got as you get closer and closer, Bill, mm-hmm. as you get closer now,
yeah.
a little bit closer,
okay.
a little bit closer. What do you see?
I can't really make out the problems anymore.
But what do you see though? Help me, Bill. Help me help you, Bill. Bill, all you can see is your problems. Am I right?
Yeah.
All you can see. I mean, and the closer you get to your problems, the more you cannot see anything else but your problems.
Right.
You can't see anything around you.
Right.
And if you tried to take this out of my hand, we could spend a lot of time here. All your energy would be focused on what? Your problems. Thank you.
Enjoy the deer outside. I can't.
Yes.
See the pretty,
yes.
Night.
Yes, you can. enjoy your family, the night, the... Yeah, so... So you're saying you're willing to do something else. You're willing to stop fighting them and just take them and accept them. And as you accept them, you've got to, they're still with you, aren't they? Are they still with you? They are still right there. But they're not, it doesn't look like they're right up in your face. So you can continue on with your journey. And we've been talking, the epistle lesson is what? We walk by faith and not by sight. So we're walking to the cross. Because we can see that right now. We can see it. Before, when it was right up in your face, you couldn't see anything but your problems.
Right.
But now you can see where you want to go. To the cross. Where we can get some help. Mm-hmm. And you still got the problems.
I can't leave them here.
You can't leave them here.
Yeah.
You can't leave them here? Where?
I can't die. I'm still going to have them.
You are still going to have them.
Yeah.
But now you've got the problems and you've got some help with those problems. And so that's the shift, isn't it? That's the shift. When we stop fighting the problems, when we stop fighting and denying and trying every game in the book to get around our problems, when we finally kind of just say, I got some problems. They're my problems. They're not your problems. They're my problems. And I've got to find somehow to live with what I cannot change. But if I can accept what I've got, I can continue on my life, and I can continue to walk by faith, not by sight. Isn't it interesting? What would take more faith? Would it take more faith to walk with the problems, or would it take more faith to no longer have any problems and just kind of live your life? Might take a little more faith to say, I'm living with some problems, huh? Because as we live with our problems, as we work with our problems, as we carry them, however we have to carry them with faith, doesn't it have a way of helping us to grow in faith and in hope and in love? Because it has a way of opening us up, both to our humanity, but also to knowing we need some strength. We need some strength to carry this. We need some strength, whatever those problems are, whatever they are. Could be health problems, could be people problems, could be work problems, could be money problems, could be problems associated with growing older, whatever they are. I mean, we've got them. And if we want to live our life to the fullest and not be fighting with ourselves, it might be a good thing to find a way to carry those problems walking by faith, not by sight, because when the sight shows us what the problem isn't that we're blind. The problem is that we see. The problem is that we see too much. Ever since the Garden of Eden, we see way too much. We see good and evil, don't we? We see it in the world around us, and we see it in us. Now, the problem isn't that we're blind. The problem is that we see too much. And so, the path forward, especially when we feel stuck, the path forward is walking by faith, not by sight. We still see what we see, but that's not how we're walking. We're walking by faith. Because now we've got our eyes on the cross, on our Lord Jesus Christ, who did not try to run away from the problems in front of him, but he took them on for us. He took it all on so that we can walk with him now by faith. Thank you, Bill, for coming up here tonight and helping me with this.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Shall we give Bill some appreciation for what he... thank you.